This episode is brought to you by Batman Arkham Shadow, available only on Meta Quest 3 and 3S.
I'm just excited to be able to use Batman's gadgets.
Shock glove punch the Rat King, just the bat versus the rat.
That's going to make for some really good headlines.
Become the Knight. Batman Arkham Shadow is included when you buy Meta Quest 3 or 3S. Available now? Learn more at batmanarkhamshadow.com.
Rated T for teen. Batman Arkham Shadow is only in VR. Meta Quest 3 and 3S. Offer valid on qualifying products. Purchase from September 25th, 2024 through April 30th, 2025. Terms apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/campaign to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Magnific Mark misses Nick's legs, quits gambling, wonders about the cruise, and alleges Elon annihilated Antarctica. Bunny-loving Bob has ornithological barum observations, berates Big Boy for rent arrears, and pees geometric shapes. Weariful Wade touts Viagra for Droopy, gores Big Al, and doubts Spider Pig's scientific standing. From fap sessions to horny hogs. Yes! It's time for the election episode. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone, to a very somber distractible. A very serious distractible. You know when like a PBS show would come in and there would not be the happy-go-lucky music and you know all the bright, colorful opening, and it would just be some guy sitting there, hey, listen, things are all explodey right now, and well, we're here to just tell you it's okay in the scariest way possible. That's what I'm trying to do right here.
It's working, because I was like, man, only in the worst of events do I remember it being like that.
This is the time. 3 weeks later from when the day that it is, because we're so far ahead in our recordings, because we're such efficient boys, that we are on the pulse of the news, and we here are with Distractibles live election result discussion.
I voted today.
Wow.
I did too. I'm just a show off.
I brought another shirt in case we didn't want to date the episode.
No, we're dating.
Oh, good.
What a crazy election it will be and was and is, the results of which resound across all time, even here in the future past.
Isn't this just the future?
No, we're in the past of their future. We're in the past of our own future for their present. Ow.
How did you hurt yourself? You're sitting at a desk.
I'm fine. Don't worry.
Okay.
Listen, my name is Markiplier, or maybe it's not anymore. I don't know who I'll be in this future present coexistence that we have. The changes that we're going to affect to the future will ripple, and this will be the only surviving message from a past that no longer exists, because the future that you're listening to this branched off from a causality effect that broke the universe.
Wow.
The only two surviving members of the human race along with me from this branch of the timeline are Bob and Wade.
Is this like Interstellar?
Exactly like Interstellar.
Okay. No, I understand what's happening now then.
Oh, that's really awkward that the knocking on the wall came during a fap session then.
No!
Sorry.
Don't do it.
I don't know if that joke will make the cut, but...
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it make the cut?
I don't know. That's pretty raunchy even for me.
This is a selective show, Mark. What do you mean, why wouldn't it?
Now, Bob will sing a rendition of Wet Ass Pussy.
Is that a song?
And now Baltimore will sing a rendition of Wet Ass Pussy.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. Yeah, hoes in the house.
It's important for us to say, I hope Baltimore has gotten his channel back by now. Because once again, finger on the pulse.
This is very far in the future, but also it's right now. Baltimore apparently has been super hacked, which sucks. It's fixable, though, as long as the right people start doing the right things.
Well, I sent a message because I have a contact at YouTube, and, you know, he's very nice and he's very good. I'm not trying to call him out or anything. I said, like, hey, Baltimore's channel has been hacked, and also his Twitter, but you can't really do anything about that. And they're like, oh, okay, we'll escalate it. All right, he should be getting a reset email very soon. And I go, yeah, I think his email's been compromised, guys, because it's kind of Google and YouTube's the same email that you have for that thing. Yeah, anyway, I think they're going to fix that. Ignore the flashing lights on my face. What the fuck?
Mark, I think the rave is leaking in from behind the camera.
I'm remote desktoping into three computers, and they're installing things, so they're just... Ah, reboot system. It was done. Okay.
That's weird. You're still doing that in the future past.
Look, I'm trying to save the... Preserve our timeline. The work that I'm doing right now is what keeps our psychic waveforms preserved as they go forward into time. The signal...
Are you trying to say denigration or degradation?
Yes, that's one. Yes, degradation is what I was saying.
The Dagobah system?
The signal Dagobah. It's from Dagobah.
It's coming from the Dagobah system.
It is. Is accelerating or something. I don't know. Pretend I said something good.
Oh.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you guys in the future past?
Being that I know now that we are in the future past, it explains a lot why I feel the way that I do, because I feel like I was in the now then future. I'm tired, and for no reason, because the baby finally has, he's been sleeping really well. He put himself to bed last night for possibly the first time ever and woke up and put himself back to sleep. That's not that crazy for a baby of his age, but for our baby of our baby's age, he doesn't do that shit normally. So it's been, oh, we have a bunny in the yard. You guys ever have a concerning bunny live in your yard?
We have a couple different rabbits that live under like a tree.
Concerning bunny?
It's concerning because we have a window in the, our stairs is cut into like two flights to go from the main floor to upstairs. And there's a big window on the stairs. Out the window, there's just a bunny laying out in the middle of our yard in the grass. Not hidden, not in a bush, not, there's no hole or burrow or anything. She's just laying there and she doesn't move. But unless people go out there and get, like, go towards her, then she's all, ah, and runs away. But there's literally a little bunny-shaped ass print in our lawn. And so we were like, does she have, is there babies in there? No, there's not. Is she injured? She seems fine. She seems like she can go whenever she wants to. This bunny has just decided to live in the middle of the grass, in the middle of our yard, in the wide open area. I don't understand why. This is not a normal behavior, as far as I can tell. It's just weird. So it's a concerning bunny, because it's like, what are you doing, bunny? Like, why are you just watching, staring at the house? I don't know. It's concerning.
Maybe the bunny is looking at you and is like thinking the same thing. Like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Hey, it's my house. I can do whatever I want. Just because I like to run up and down the stairs naked at 3 a.m, see if any of my neighbors notice, doesn't mean it's her business.
Do you do it until a neighbor notices?
No, I just do it like every night at the same time to see if anyone ever says anything about it. It's an interesting game because I think even if they do notice, some of our neighbors are not likely to bring it up. They'll just pretend it's not happening. But I'm curious which ones will say something.
Do you ever like show off pictures of your house and they're just like accidentally like your thigh in one of them or something?
I wish.
But it's full rear roll, full back roll. What's the opposite of frontal?
Backnull.
Back shots.
Somehow your full backnull in your mirror reflection. Like you took the picture with the phone behind your head, so you knew you'd be in the mirror, but it's just all back.
That's not even illegal.
We've got this guy.
Whoa!
Is that some kind of bird?
It's a tree.
Yeah, it's like a hawk.
It's a pigeon hawk.
It's definitely a tree.
Yeah, there's a tree, but there's a bird. And that bird, I was outside with the dogs and I heard like something fall and I was like, damn, squirrel's trying to kill us again. And I looked up and that bird, I think, was taking a dump trying to see if it could hit Presley. Because Presley was like sniffing around right under it. And I like kept hearing noises and the bird was just like looked away whenever I looked up at it. It was like, oh, you piece of shit. You're trying to shit on my dog.
I'm sure. Yes, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that hawk and I are fighting now. Hawk will win, but we're fighting now.
You guys ever seen the way that I think it's peregrine falcons hunt? It's really mean. They dive bomb, basically, right? They're very fast. They travel insanely fast. But one of the tactics they use in hunting is they dive at small creatures and they don't try and like hurt them necessarily or grab them. They just dive bomb them and smack the shit out of them. And there's, if you look it up, there's all these clips of peregrine falcons going into like a super fast dive bomb and just like kicking a little bunny in the head or something. And they try and stun them. And so they basically just kick the shit out of these little creatures until they're like so stunned and out of it that then they can go in and try and eat them or whatever they do. But it's real mean because it kind of just looks like the falcon is just like, oh, bitch, ha, I'm too fast. Oh, like they just fly in and out. And it's like, man, that's messed up. It's impressive. Like, it's impressive how fast they go, but it's a little messed up.
Yeah, I'm not saying birds hunt like that. I think I saw a pelican with a fish once. I saw a seagull with a french fry.
Ah, classic seagull prey.
All right, who's got the most interesting bird with a food object? We got seagull with a french fry.
I've seen a penguin with an electric guitar.
Holy shit.
Is that a food object?
You know that huge baby penguin? What's his name? Bungus?
Yeah, Bungus.
He has an electric guitar sometimes.
I had a blue and gold macaw holding a cat by the tail.
Was it flying?
The cat? No. It's a cat, dude. What kind of question is that?
You're right.
I have seen an ostrich with an emu on its back, or maybe an emu with an ostrich on its back. I can never tell the difference.
What were they eating? Was it like a drive-thru or something?
I don't know. It looked like some nondescript takeout pizza. That wasn't really the cool part.
Weirdly enough, the penguin with the guitar doesn't qualify it as food. It's very cool, but not pertinent. And the emu on an ostrich or vice versa. Or maybe it was like, you know, an emu and an ostrich doing like the thing where they're kind of back to back and they keep flipping their legs over and over.
There's a very Banjo-Kazooie type relationship.
Yeah, it doesn't pertain to that. Wait, did the peregrine falcon or whatever it was eat the cat?
No, they were both our pets. We used to have a blue and gold macaw named Sydney, and our cat used to go try to attack it, and Sydney would like nip at the cat's tail and got it one time. Didn't cut it off, thankfully, but it did like... We used to hand feed her bananas too. I don't know. She would say banana, banana, and we just give her a banana.
I saw this leggy blonde bird down three dry martinis at the bar. There's alcohol food.
Well, that's a question I'm not qualified to answer.
The bar was called the Pink Flamingo.
How leggy? How many legs?
The correct number of legs. They just went all the way up. Legs up to the top of her top and face down to there.
Face down to there? Where?
She had face for days.
She's a mid-face that rivals even yours.
You know the movie... Really cut me off at the pass. I don't know, I'm going to say my joke.
Oh, the movie. Come on. I didn't even cut you off.
Something about the movie Long Legs. I don't feel like it. To Long Legs, I was going to say, I haven't seen the movie, but I keep going, Daddy! Mommy! And make me! Whatever else he says, I can't remember.
Is that from that movie, or you just like to say that?
Yeah, no, that's one of the big, that was in like the, I don't even know if it was in the trailer, but it's one of the things that clips that got popular from the movie, because I've seen that a bunch also.
Oh, this movie just came out this year. I was like, this must be some old movie I've never heard of.
Came out this last year.
It's Nicolas Cage, so, I mean, I've watched pretty much all of Nicolas Cage's schlocky horrors.
It's got an 86% on Rotten Tomatoes, and 68% of people like this movie.
It's well-reviewed, but I think from what I've heard, it's not really the most enjoyable. It's kind of one of those movies where you go like, oh, I don't know, but I haven't seen it. Daddy!
I don't know what your last words are, but it sounds like unbaked beans.
I didn't know either.
Unmake me is what he says.
Yeah, oh. I had to see captions because it's literally said, unmake me.
Well, that was Daddy, Mommy, I like baked beans.
Unmake beans. It would be a whole other movie if it was about baked beans.
Gotta go to the bathroom. Unmake beans.
First direction, unmake D.
Oh, Fred's popping over for a spot of chat and ketchup? I'll make tea!
Hey, do I need to cook this pie at home? I'll bake free!
Oh, God, I drank my icy too fast. I'll bake freeze!
Nicolas Cage in this movie? I'll make bees! That makes sense.
No, it didn't, but it was still funny somehow.
Long legs in Sequoia National Park. A big trees!
Trying to be hip with the kids? OMG!
He's reaching for a tissue box. A make sneeze!
I can't tell if this is funny or not. Blood on the leg. A scrape knee! Dumbest joke that we've laughed the hardest at in a while.
He's finished at a restaurant. A check, please!
Ow, I pulled something. I'm old.
I'm doing good. My render farm is rendering. It's very powerful, and it takes a lot of electricity.
You're in the future now, so maybe it takes less.
No, more.
But you got your solar all fixed, probably, right?
I didn't. I bought a 30-foot pull, but then I hesitated, or I didn't hesitate. I didn't hesitate at all. That's the wrong word. Forget I said that word. I underestimated how unwieldy a 30-foot pole is, because when you have extended all 30 feet, it's not only extremely heavy at that mechanical leverage disadvantage, but also the pole itself just goes, droops all the way everywhere. And so it's really easy to whack it on things. And, you know, solar panels aren't exactly the most.
They've got things to help with droopy poles.
What?
Viagra. Not sponsored, I don't think.
You don't think?
I don't know. It's the future, man. Who knows? You know, Mark, I'm surprised that this episode, 3 weeks in the future, you're talking about the big day today being the election. But for you, there's a bigger reason today's a big day. NFL trade deadline, sports podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
The Bengals made a trade already, at least one, which they never do.
Did they get rid of T?
No, they acquired a running back from Chicago for a 7th round pick.
That doesn't sound like a thing that we need, but okay.
You know, the offense has really been struggling, so they thought they would boost it up and say, screw that defense.
We really have been having a hell of a time establishing our run game, except for last game. I mean, to be fair, it was against the Raiders, but...
But, hey, lots of content from that NFL trade deadline. I'll bet you got a lot out of there.
I sure did, but I don't like to talk about all of my massive, massive sports bettings, which are massive. And I do all the time. Quote me on this for sure. Don't, please. I disavow that past me. I'm changed. I'm a new man. I apologize for my former behavior.
This was a big, in like 3 seconds.
Look, the timelines are converging. They're going.
Love to gamble. Don't do it anymore. Never did. Forgive me for what I did. I moved on. I'm better now. I'm going back in. I'm done.
Look, I live a roller coaster of emotions so that I can average out a perfectly boring life. That's what I go for, that average. But today, you know who's not going for that average?
Oh man, 3 weeks from now, Al Gore.
What was the question?
It was more of a rhetorical thing. I was trying to like do a terrible segue of, you know, who's not going for that average, but Al Gore is the current contending answer for that. Bob, do you have a competing answer for that?
Bungus the penguin who plays electric guitar.
You're right. He's way above average. He's not going for average. We got Bungus the penguin. You got it.
Nailed it.
So we all know the results of what happened. We know the country that we're living in right now. We know what it is, except we don't. So whatever we say in this episode is not true unless it is. And then it's sadly ironic looking back on anything that we say. So take this episode with a grain of salt. It is not going to be a serious political discussion in any way. We hope you vote Ted.
Who's Ted? I didn't vote for Ted.
No, Ted Cruz. All right, here's the over and under.
Oh, voted. You just said voted in a weird way.
Why did you not think I said voted? I hope you vote.
I can never tell if you're doing a bit or if you're actually just honestly confused anymore.
Well, the way he said voted was like the emphasis was so wrong. I hope you voted.
Do you think we still have Ted Cruz? Do you think he's still with us?
I didn't know he was up for election in Ohio.
No, I'm so curious because I've heard that nobody likes him.
I mean, it's hard to imagine why anyone would like him.
Even in Congress. I don't know if this is true or not. It might have just been a comedian's joke, but it's like even his own party members, even worst enemies, will hide in rooms when they know he's coming down the hall. And I don't know if that's just a presence thing or an odor thing, or just like he'll start talking at you and that's bad enough.
Can we start spreading rumors? I heard he smells real bad.
I don't know what at this point. We're in a separate timeline. I've disavowed everything at the beginning of this. We are immune from any criticism because of the disclaimer I made earlier in this episode. Uh-huh. So I think that we can say whatever we want. Ted Cruz is probably a little stinky.
I don't know. Bob, do you hear a lot about him? I don't hear a lot about him myself here.
I mean, I hear a bit about Ted Cruz. He's pretty covered nationally. I always just like to imagine that people don't want to talk to him because they know he's about to start telling them more stories about his most recent trip to Cancun.
Wait, do you know about that?
Is that a joke because his last name's Cruz?
No.
Oh, he's the Cancun guy. I remember that story.
Yeah.
I just, anytime anything happens, that's what he does, right? And he's been busy. So I just imagine that his colleagues on the Hill are just like, God, I don't need to hear another story about how pale he was on the beach on his jet ski. I'll just hide in here. I'll hide in the cloakroom.
The cloakroom, eh?
The cloakroom is a place. It's not a good hiding place because there's a cloakroom for each side of the aisle, I think, outside the chambers. But
is it where they hang cloaks, or is this like the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe type cloak?
Cloak got the White House sponsorship.
Oh, wow. Hey, congrats.
They go in there and there's just a bunch of cloak merch on the walls.
President comes out in like the FNAF cloak combo.
Look, the government contracts are where the money is. That's where you really, really want it.
I heard that Mitch McConnell's been trying to talk you guys up about a McConnell Palpatine crossover art thing, but it's really hard to get the licensing for that sort of thing.
It's great, though, for the snipers in the U.S. military. They're hidden in plain sight. I know,
right? It's a huge advantage.
The military branch of cloak will, when the secrets come out about that, it will bury me. But and for now, I am enjoying the rewards of these contracts. They are lucrative. But yes, okay, so was it or was it not crazy that Elon immediately activated his Starlink orbital laser network and wiped which country do I say?
I don't know, man. This is your bit. Who do you want to take off the map, Mark?
I thought you were going to say you're just going to wipe out the offices of the NLRB or something.
What's the NLRB?
The National Labor Relations Board. The people who get you in trouble if you, like, treat your employees like they're indentured servants and, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and then impregnate the other half.
Whoops.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right. So he activated orbital laser and wiped Antarctica off the map to fight global warming.
Oh,
it was a cold move.
He turned Antarctica into a bunch of crushed ice, thus lowering the global temperature by a few degrees.
Like the kind that Frisch's has, like vanilla Coke?
Exactly.
This is unrelated. A bunch of Frisch's are closing in Cincinnati, and I'm really sad about it.
Buy them.
Did you see there's a big pile of the big boy statues that's just like locked up behind a gate somewhere? So a small group of people were like, we should get these things released and set them up around town like the flying pig statues.
I'd rather have the restaurants back myself. I unironically enjoy Frisch's.
That's a good restaurant.
Okay, wait. I'm Googling the big boy pile. Oh, I did. Wow.
It was exactly what I said.
They're not in a pile.
Statue graveyard is a more apt description of it.
I don't know. Why is that circled?
What?
Why is there a red circle in the top?
Because that the Tin Man's dick is also in there.
Oh, no.
They were like, hey, we should get these big boy statues. Hey, that looks like a penis. We should get these big boy statues out of here.
It's not a pile, but definitely once tipped over.
I mean, they're a little piley. As much as you could pile something like this, it's a pile-ish.
I'm surprised there hasn't been a horror game about this particular mascot, because I've always thought, even when I was a kid, that this statue was terrifying.
No, I feel that.
Because it's like a child holding a giant hamburger. So, like, not only is a kid is huge, but that burger is too big for that child. Who is getting that burger? There's so many questions that I have that are unanswered. And also, why do they have the greatest soup and salad bar?
They do have a pretty good one. I like their fish meal, too.
There are still some of them. They're not all gone. They're just dying.
Look at that one on the ground sleeping with a cheeseburger pillow, foot kicking out to make sure no one comes in to disturb.
He's just laying there holding the gate shut, keeping their privacy.
And is it just me, or is, like, if you're looking at the circle and you're facing it to the bottom right, is that one in the back especially scary?
Oh yeah. Oh, that
oh,
one
yeah,
is
no,
horrifying.
The one where all you can see is some of the face.
That one's somehow scarier than the rest.
It doesn't have eyebrows is the problem.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah, so if you were in a horror game, it would be like 90% of these are not moving actual statue. That's the real one. That's the real one that's going to come after you when you turn your back.
If somebody makes a Frisch's Big Boy horror game and we play it, can we save the Frisch's franchise so I can get the... Dude, they have the best vanilla Coke on the planet. It makes the Coca-Cola vanilla Coke cans look like garbage.
Isn't it because they just make it like you're supposed to? Like the old school way where they just put real vanilla in it?
I don't know, but they have like the crushed ice that floats on the top of the cup. They have the fun cups to hold and the, I don't know, their Coke. It's like, people talk about how good McDonald's Coke is. I think Frisch's vanilla Coke is better than that by far.
Interesting fun fact. So Frisch's uses those red Coca-Cola cups, right? That's like one of the sort of like restaurant standards.
Yeah.
That has like the ripply outside texture. You can buy those. That is a patented design. You can buy those red restaurant grade cups online. I didn't know this, but apparently the plastic they make those out of, because they're very thin plastic cups, so it seems like they're just like not that special. Apparently that plastic is a very relatively high insulation rating. Even though it's a thin plastic cup, it actually does keep your drink colder longer because it's a special kind of insulating plastic stuff.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Share it.
I don't want to.
It's like those red cups that like a lot of restaurants use. It's a specific kind of thing. It's a patented design.
Yeah, yeah. They kind of look like the old school police siren red things, but upside down, and you drink out of it.
Like a cup.
Anyway, I didn't mean to distract us from this important three-week-old stuff, but I wanted to talk about Frisch's.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
No, hold on. I had a point to make.
Ted Cruz stinky?
This is so like a niche Ohio problem. I guess the rest of the viewers and listeners don't really care about my Frisch's woes, but man.
Big Boy is in other places.
I don't know if they're closing elsewhere or not, but they being evicted, I think. I think they were being evicted is what it was.
Evicted?
Why Big Boy close?
Why Big Boy close?
Oh, they were facing eviction because they failed to pay millions in rent. Well, that sounds less unfair with all of the context, but...
I forget what I was going to say, but it was very important. I think the timelines are starting to get disassociated. Okay, do you think that blasting Antarctica off the face of the Earth was the right move? Genius move?
I mean, it may have been if Al Gore wasn't there saying, I invented the internet right as it happened, trying to save the one Antarctican tree.
You know, this is what I always wonder, because I know that's a joke, and I believe that he probably said that. Did he actually say that, though? Because I start to question everything I've ever heard, because the internet nowadays, you can actually, like, get video, but also, like, in the near future with, like, AI-manipulated videos, it's going to be even harder. Back then, when that happened, you just had to wait till the news cycle would play it again. It's not like you had it, like, the original time he said it.
Why, I, like, had a stroke. What? Who said what?
Al Gore saying he invented the internet.
Oh, it's such a meme.
It's a meme, yeah. But it's like, I don't even know.
It's a tragedy that Antarctica had to get blasted into cubed ice, but just think about all of the cute penguins floating around on chunks of said ice. There's a whole new tourist industry of boat cruises through penguin ice floes.
That's true.
So, like, you used to have to venture onto the continent. Now, it's just penguins stranded in the middle of the ocean all over. Oh, that's cute.
Do you want to hear Gore's quote?
Absolutely.
I'll be offering my vision when my campaign begins. It will be comprehensive and sweeping, and I hope that it will be compelling enough to draw people toward it. I feel that it will be, but it will emerge from my dialogue with the American people. I've traveled to every part of this country during the last 6 years. During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating the internet. I took the initiative in moving forward a whole range of initiatives that have proven to be important to our country's economic growth and environmental protection and improvements in our educational system. So his sentence was, or his part of his quote was, I took the initiative in creating the internet.
Hmm.
So I'm assuming what he actually meant was, like, he helped pass some bill or something. Can we have internet? Yes.
I'm not saying that Al Gore is the perfect person in the world, but...
I know nothing about him other than that quote.
You don't know anything else about him?
He ran for president.
He did. There's probably more to that story, but he did run for president.
That's all we need to know anyway.
And he didn't win? Question mark?
Didn't he, though?
And that's where that quote comes from. A Gore and a Bush are worth two on the ballot.
Have you ever seen Al Gore and George Bush in the same place at the same time?
Yes. No. I mean, no. Sorry. I misread the tone.
Well, there is one right answer, and one of you said it, and I'll write down who.
Yeah, Antarctica. That sucks. They had probably a few people, animals, and ice. Melty ice, probably. Oh, man, I hear the water flowing. What?
What the fuck was that?
I think Wade might be suffering a little bit of decline.
I've really gone over the hill in the last 3 weeks.
Here, I'll pose it to you this way, Wade. If you had a button to activate the Starlink Laser Orbital Barrage Network, and they were all pointed at Antarctica right now, would you press that button?
No, Antarctica's done nothing wrong to me. Now, if it was aimed at Pittsburgh...
Okay, if it was aimed at Pittsburgh.
No, that's too close, man. That would scare me. Are you crazy?
All right, how far away does it need to be? Does it not matter what place it is? You're equal opportunity orbital bombarder.
You know what? I feel like Jupiter gets a pretty good rap and everyone ignores poor Saturn. So like, I'd aim it at Jupiter. Just fuck Jupiter, dude.
Everyone ignores poor Saturn? I'm sorry. Saturn is probably one of the only planets in our solar system that if you showed a picture of it with zero context to almost anyone, including elementary school children, they would be able to name it because it's the one with the big rings around it.
Yeah, it doesn't get the love it deserves.
No, you were just saying Jupiter doesn't get the love it deserves.
No, Jupiter gets too much praise.
Guys, I solved the Saturn hexagon.
What?
The Saturn hexagon.
3 weeks ago or now?
Four weeks ago.
Then now. Time is speeding up. Tell us, Mark.
quickly. All right. So in the bottom of Saturn or the top, it doesn't really matter in space, but in one of the poles, there is literally a hexagon. And this is not an exaggeration. It is hexagonal in shape. Right on the pole, it is a hexagon.
Like a prism or just a drawing of one?
Yeah, someone drew a hexagon. No, it's a hexagon.
God drew it on there as a prank, and he's still getting people with it. They won't even have telescopes for thousands of years, but they'll get this once they see it.
Oh, there's a straw hole in the middle. You could just pop a straw and drink Saturn.
Why? Just because it's a hexagon?
It's kind of Baja Blast color. Do you think it tastes like a Baja?
I hope that's not the color of the Baja Blast that you've been drinking. I explained the cognitive decline. What are you drinking, bottles of Baja Blast from 2009? It's not good, man.
I didn't see an expiration date. It wore off.
So there's a hexagon, right? I was doing dishes, right? And so one of the things I do if I'm making, I brown meat for pasta, it takes a bit to clean it, so I like to soak it.
You're into soaking, got it.
So I set the pan flat on the counter, right? Because I wanted to fill it up, and I set it in a place where I could just angle the faucet and blast it in, but I could blast it in from the side, right? So I was blasting it in an angle because I was like, I'll put soap in there as it's filling. It'll spin around in there and it'll mix it up, do maybe a little light bit of washing so it'll make it easier for me to clean later, right? As it was spinning, it was moving, obviously, the water inside, and the suds were mixing up, right? And because of the angle that it was hitting, and it was spinning the water inside, the way the suds and the water separated in the pan, perfectly round pan, formed a hexagon. Not joking, not lying. I didn't take a picture of it because I was just like, oh, that's interesting. And then I realized like where I had seen something like this before. The spinning of this pot with a just force of something coming in this way in a circular pan created a hexagon by the separation of the soap bubbles and the water inside. Legitimately just like that one in Saturn. I solved it. I want my Nobel Prize.
The hexagon is just God doing dishes.
It's him peeing at an angle into Saturn and it just whoosh,
and he pees like I pee.
You also pee hexagons?
No, remember when I was cutting things in half? That was the last episode or something.
No, I was with Wade. I was thinking the exact same thing. Just comes out as a hexagon. Watch, I can do a bunch. I can do a star.
Like Gandalf with the blowing smoke ships, but it's my pee. Hey, you guys want to see a monkey that can dance? I got to hop around a little. Guys want to see a whale come up and take a breath in its blowhole? It's two-dimensional, but you'll get it. Don't you have to explain the solution to get a Nobel Prize, or do you just have to figure
out? Yeah, I just explained it.
It's soap and water, Bob. What didn't you get?
Well, what was cooked on Saturn that made it need soap and water in it? That's the real deep question.
I told you, meat, beef, browned beef, browned beef. I browned a lot of beef.
You never seen those space cows? Man, you need a whole plant to cook one of them.
It's true. You laugh, but it's true.
No one was laughing.
You don't laugh, but it's true. Oh, come on.
That was funny.
No, I don't know about this one. I don't know if this episode's salvageable.
Mark, we have the answers. Don't worry. Let's keep delving.
All right, let's delve a little deeper.
Covered Elon and Al Gore so far.
What do you think of at the next UN meeting where they prove Simpsons right once again, where Russian representative pushed the button and flipped his sign from Russia back to Soviet Union? Do you remember that? That was crazy.
I've seen that.
I saw the one where Homer drank beer.
What an episode. That was a great one.
It's been like 20 years since I've seen a Simpsons episode.
What kind of beer was it, man?
Oh, Duff.
Whoa.
Have you seen the image of the, there's a flash forward episode where Lisa becomes president and she's wearing an exact outfit down to like the jewelry and everything that looks like a, there's a picture of Kamala wearing the exact same purple blazer. And
well, clearly she saw the episode and was like, well, I gotta dress up like this.
Dude, what if people are doing that?
Trying to make the Simpsons things come true?
Like, what if Trump saw the Simpsons episode and was like, oh yeah.
They go to the debate and they're wearing the same Lisa Simpson outfit.
Dude, I built a golden escalator. Why would that not be perfect for such an announcement?
You remember how many debates they do after the election? I can't wait for those.
Well, it's easy to debate when it's, you know, it's lower stakes. Everyone's in when it doesn't really matter.
I don't think that wouldn't happen, because I could see some kind of, you know, person on staff that would look at that and be like, hey, someone will make this connection. It'll get traction. Someone will share it and it will gain traction and people will make the comparison. People will be talking about it. And then people are talking about you. And then that'll help promote the message. Because everyone knows it's a meme, like Simpsons predicting it. But it's like, you know, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy at some point because people want it to happen. You know what I mean?
So are you working on breeding a spider and pig?
It was just a regular pig, wasn't it? It was a regular pig in a Spider-Man outfit.
But it was on the ceiling.
Homer was holding it like that. I don't know.
Okay. If you look up a picture, I will Photoshop out Homer and make him right. I will make him right. Just like everything that we're saying right now, these predictions, they will be made right.
Does Spider Pig make his webs internally like Tobey Maguire, or is he more like an Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, where he has to have web shooters where he mixes them up and it's like a thing attached to his wrist?
I feel like hooves make it tough to use beakers to make the web solution. So it's probably got to be real internal.
This is going to be a real test here, guys. I'm about to put a question forward to you guys. This is related to what we were just talking about pigs. Why?
Bacon. Sorry. Finish your question.
Why do I, and I'm going to assume and hope that you guys, well, I don't know if I should hope that you guys know this. Why do I know that pigs have 30-minute orgasms? And why do you guys also know that?
You saw that episode of Black Mirror where the guy fucked one.
I forgot about that. I've only seen like two episodes of Black Mirror, and I think that was one of them.
Me too. I got it my fill.
I haven't seen any. What is that show about? I thought it was about cell phones. I haven't seen any. I thought it was about scary cell phones.
Oh, sorry. Spoiler.
Man, the Choose Your Own Adventure Black Mirror episode is real funky. Did you get the pig ending?
Did you fuck the pig? Or did you go to Antarctica? I couldn't decide. I still have. I paused it.
I was really, because the web shooter thing made me think of that, and I'm like, why do I know that?
I'm gonna be honest, that sounds like a fact that I would know. I've never heard that before. Is it just female pigs that have 30-minute orgasms? Because what is...
I hope the male doesn't.
He's going to be dehydrated. He's going to need IV fluids if he's going for 30 minutes.
It's got to be probably both, because I think it's only cows that go to In-N-Out. The pigs, they last long. That was a bad beef joke.
Yes!
Insert Shia LaBeouf clapping in the auditorium meme.
You know, it was funny in my head, then the moment it started to come out of my mouth, I was like, it's not funny. Don't. Too late.
I'm giving you a standing ovation point, but I didn't. Sitting ovation. Sitting ovation. You get the sitting ovation.
Yeah.
Standing desk ovation.
So the conclusion is web shooters for pigs.
Internal, I guess.
I don't know. I didn't know that fact about pigs. I don't know why you know that. I think that's weird.
Yeah, where'd you learn that, bud?
I'm trying to understand where I would have learned it. Is it true? Is it even true? I don't want to Google this.
No, you're just trying to trick us into Googling things. I see what happened.
Why did autocorrect want to make it to pigs have 30-minute oranges?
It's really unfortunate that the thing I Googled right before this was, where can I find some pigs?
Yes, a domestic pig's orgasm can last an average of 30 minutes, but it can be as long as 90 minutes.
90!
This makes the pig the mammal with the longest orgasm.
Why?
Damn.
90! Who's got that kind of time?
I mean, pigs don't have anything going on. What, I got to get back to rooting around in the dirt?
I just feel like, wouldn't that expose you to threats?
Well, these are domesticated pigs.
Maybe they're not incapacitated. Maybe that's a walking around orgasm.
Walking around orgasm.
Can you imagine trying to have like a conversation afterward? Like, that was great. We have to wait 90 minutes and just stop screaming.
Oh! The kids are at the petting zoo, and in the distance, you just hear a pig fucking squealing its head off, and the farmer's like, oh, just ignore her. Bessie's kind of a slut. Let's go look at the goats. 90 minutes later. All right, who wants to pet a pig? No!
Does Bessie have a cigarette?
And you didn't confirm whether it was just the females have 90-minute orgasms or if the males, and if pigs are also a species where the male dies immediately after mating. I didn't suspect it, but it's probable.
The female pigs actually consume the male pigs. That's how you get guanciales.
You know the scene in a scary movie? The sex scene?
Yes.
The one with the bats and the mowing?
The bats? The bats! I forgot about the bats!
Yeah, and the hedge trimmers.
But it's like in that scene, they did this, I'm sure, I haven't looked up the scene in a bit, but I'm sure incredible VFX of the guy, just like all of his muscles, just like, and like he just turns into like a skeleton right then and there. I imagine that's what happens to the pig. I want to expunge this episode from the roster.
I like it. I think we're having fun.
Good thing this timeline got obliterated. I realize now it happened because I expunged the universe that we're currently in.
Does that mean whenever this episode ends that we're gone?
We're gone, yeah.
Well, I feel like we should stretch it out a little bit. Let's watch a full-length video of a pig orgasm and see what that looks like.
Apparently boars, not pigs, domesticated pigs here, but boars, the male boars take 5 to 8 minutes to ejaculate. To complete their ejaculation. It's measured in minutes, not seconds.
God, man, isn't that average?
Yeah.
Why did you grimace? What are you imagining in there? Wade, you were like, isn't that average? And Wade was like, yeah.
I'm just thinking that's a big mess. That's a lot of mess. If you're spraying and praying for minutes, that's a hell of a cleanup.
I've had long trips to the bathroom that have been shorter than that.
I've had long ejaculations, real long ones.
Listen, we're all in the midst of, I believe when this episode is coming out, it's still not November. It's right towards the end.
This is the election episode. I've looked up pig ejaculation 3 times.
Why specifically that term? Why that term? You know,
I went, dude, I found the 30 minutes. I was like, all right, we got to dive deeper.
We got to ask ChatGPT this. That's really who we got to ask. That's the.
Oh, no, I'll get my ChatGPT account, man. Don't worry, I'm working on it.
What were you going to say about No Nut November? We failed. We just passed.
How are you guys doing? Are you holding strong?
I'm about to have a 3-hour December, if you know what I mean.
Shortest December. It's gonna be over for you after 3 hours.
The clock strikes midnight. We're gonna paint the town white.
I love that poem. My favorite one. Say the rest.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm coming. I'll get back to you.
All right. I'm gonna give you points so you can stop.
All right, I'll take it.
You get the stop point.
Man, this is really an episode that I'm gonna regret having said when my family members and in-laws and friends.
Don't worry. This timeline is expunged. We don't exist anymore.
Can we not air this till after the holidays? So that way I don't have to address family face to face.
I hope this is the one they put on for everyone to listen to. My cousin is such a good...
Is this like the Black Friday episode? Everyone's off work for the holiday in America. You have Thanksgiving. They wake up and they're like, all right, we got Friday off. Let's go shop and listen to my favorite podcast.
I have so many regrets about this episode, man.
We get that Walmart deal and they play it over the speaker.
Attention Walmart shoppers, pig ejaculation lasts 30 minutes.
You remember during the cringe episode, we talked about play it on the whole house so the family can listen? This is a new one of those episodes.
This will be part of the cringe episode if that were to happen.
No, this isn't cringe. This is informative. I'm informed.
That is interesting. I didn't know that. I still want to know why exactly you knew that.
Why? Yeah, I don't know why I know that.
Yeah, let's flip this back on Mark. This is your knowledge.
But my other question is that the record?
For mammals, it seems to be.
I've Googled enough. One of you two search that one, man.
For anything.
For anything?
My search said mammals, which could imply there's some kind of bacteria out there that is fucking...
No, there are birds also. There's other species besides mammals that do the sex.
Forgot about the fish and the birds, insects.
All right, I think it depends. I think it depends on how exactly you define it, because what I'm seeing is octopi can take up to 4 hours to transfer the sperm from the male to the female. But it's not a 4-hour orgasm.
It's not 4 hours of...
Dude, with 8 legs, think about the foot rub and back massage you have to give to convince the octopi. Anyway.
No, we're not segueing out of this one. We're staying on this topic.
So, Al Gore.
We're giving people the election coverage they deserve.
Apparently, rattlesnakes have been recorded 23 hours and 15 minutes. But again, that's not like an orgasm the whole time. If that's more like...
Yeah, they also take 3 days to swallow.
This is great. This is great, man.
How was your election?
Hey, your head's the same color as your shirt. That's impressive.
We need to come up with a term like the opposite of Hawk-Tua. What's the swallow noise that we can coin?
If you can figure it out, you get a podcast deal.
Gulp.
He did it. He figured it out. He got the swallow noise. It's like discovering the Higgs boson. It does exist.
Quag gulp.
Take away everything he ever had.
Okay.
Delete him. Okay. So this has been quite an election. We have all voted. We've done our civil duty. And this has been a time. Did not expect Dark Brandon to rip open the fabric of reality atop Capitol Hill. Aliens visiting finally was really underwhelming. Thought it would be more exciting. And then, you know, the predicted false vacuum collapse that is rapidly approaching us at light speed is going to be really, really, really interesting. And
is that why the piggy went wee 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 all the way home?
It sure is, Bob. It sure is.
Man, that rhyme goes a different way whenever you think of that.
Did you know? Oh, this is dark. Like, there's kids listening to this. At what age did we all discover and or realize that the piggies that went to the market were not just going for a nice shopping trip?
Now?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just putting that out there. Why would a piggy go to market?
To buy food.
Uh-huh. No, they get food from the farmer. And I'm pretty sure the farmer's the one who brought them to the market. And I just think all the way through why exactly a farmer might bring a pig with them.
Okay, this little piggy went to market.
Uh-huh.
But this little piggy stayed home.
Sure, the lucky one.
But where did the third pig go if it's going wee 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 all the way home? That's the market pig, right?
Didn't the third little piggy like eat Wheaties or something?
I'm not gonna lie, I had never thought that deeply about it, and this is the first time I realized, now that you're saying it, that piggy did go to market for reasons that I did not.
The rhyme should go, this: the first little piggy was slaughtered, the second little piggy was spared, the third little piggy killed and ate a cow because he was left alone on the farm, and the fourth little piggy had an orgasm for 49 minutes. That's a weird rhyme, man.
It's all part of that book. All right, cool. I'm going to wrap it up here.
I thought that was the title of the book. It's all part of that kids book. All right, cool. So this is the farm.
All right, here's the day. I love that book. Betsy's kind of a slut.
It was more than likely butchered and sold off to a market. That's my toe. My big toe is the little piggy that went to market.
All right, you want to know the standings?
Yes. Say Wade first. That'll make me feel better.
He got a point for Shitbird. He got a point for It's a Cat, Dude. It's still funny.
I don't remember that one already.
A point for Don't Laugh. I don't know why I wrote that, but it was either to tell you to stop laughing or don't laugh in a certain way. I don't know. Don't Laugh. I gave you a sitting ovation point. Just one, even though I did it twice. I gave you the stop point and then 3 days to swallow, which in my head reads a lot like you have 7 days to die.
The porn parody of The Ring. 3 days to swallow. You're gonna swallow in 3 days.
I'm not gonna lie, Bob. I probably should have wrote down a lot more points for you because you had quite a few zingers. But I've got a concerning bunny, which still, I still don't know why the bunny's so concerning.
It's concerning.
I gave you the baked beans points because that spurned the jokes. They're, like I said, I probably should have wrote some more bangers from there. A baked bean! You know, that stuff, but,
that,
you know.
That entire bit, I get credit for that.
Bungus the penguin, you got a point for that. Same bush, different gore. And then Betsy's kind of a slut.
That was the last point I earned. That was a while ago.
Well, I know, yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean. I probably should have wrote down more, but I didn't.
I think I should have had some more. I had some great zingers in there.
All right, then you both are underwhelmed, but Wade, you got 6. Bob, you got 5.
Damn.
I'm happy with my points.
that's shocking to me. I can't believe it that you're suddenly happy with what's happening here.
I honestly think I probably should have given Bob a lot more points.
Well, thank God we don't have a way to challenge for that. I'm going to give my winner speech, right?
I'm going to be 100% honest. I know that I can throw the red challenge flag. I don't remember what that triggers.
A vote.
A vote in the subreddit? But don't I have to challenge a specific point? What do I just be like, I challenge that I get 4 more points?
If you guys ever think that I paid attention to any of these rules, you got another thing coming.
I think you can just present your argument. If you want to say that on the subreddit, you can, but they have to vote, you know, yes or no. Fitting for election night to have a vote, but they will be very confused as to the contents of the episode that they are voting for. So in this episode, we talked about how long pigs can orgasm a lot. It's the election night episode, by the way. Anyway.
Bob demands a recount on election Tuesday for an episode that comes out in 3 weeks.
So there you have it. Whatever you have, there you have it. Wade, congratulations. What's your speech? That's it. He got it. He's got the gulp to a. He'll be premiering his new podcast, Gulp Today, starring Wade.
Gulp to a. I hardly know a.
All right, Bob, loser speech.
Hey, your head's the same color as your shirt again.
Yes, it is. That's really impressive.
Is that why you wear shirts that color so much?
So I could be in disguise. I'm hiding in plain sight.
I think we all know that I didn't lose today, but also, honestly, I just don't care enough to throw the red flag. I'm done with the subreddit. I don't go in there. I don't talk to them anymore. They burnt this bridge, and they know what they did. So I don't want to force myself to have to go do anything there for any reason. So for that reason, I do not challenge this obvious injustice. And if anyone feels badly that I should have won and I didn't, it's the subreddit's fault.
You do got to be careful over there. You better not complain too much. They'll get you.
You better not say anything. You stick your head up, they'll bite it off.
You're like a praying mantis. They'll fuck you and then they'll eat you. Can you imagine if a pig bit off another pig's head after orgasming?
Be pretty metal.
Would you rather have, let's not say 90, let's say 30. 30 minute orgasms or...
Or no change. I
guess. Or negative 30 minute orgasms.
Expound.
Answer the question.
I don't think I want a 30 minute orgasm, but I definitely don't want whatever an inverse orgasm is. I don't want that.
You hoover up everyone else's orgasm in a vicinity around you.
We would all be like SpongeBob when he had the anchor arms just like walking around. 30 minute orgasms, man. Our little legs are never going to touch the ground again.
Oh, God. No, yeah, I guess I've taken the 30 minute orgasm on that one.
All right. He's got the 30 minute orgasm.
That means Wade gets the other one.
Ah, Wade, you got to hoover up everyone's orgasm for 30 minutes. Go. Oh, it's not going in there.
Oh. Oh, no.
All right, well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this horrible episode. All of our sponsors have left. Our podcast is in shambles, but this is why I am deleting us from reality. This is a containerized version of ourselves that never existed and never will exist. It's a reality completely separate from yours. It's literally horrible universal death on a galactic scale of which we cannot possibly imagine. All life in this universe is now going to cease to exist in an instant blink of an eye. It could happen to you, but it's not right now. I only regret not being able to release Iron Lung in this universe. It was going to be way better than the one in yours.
It was really good. Well, I saw an old version, but it was very good. Can this be our time capsule episode? If we ever bury an episode in the dirt for future generations to find, can it be this episode?
We're going to etch this into a titanium record and send it into space so the aliens will know what they're dealing with.
30-minute orgasms, we got to go.
The Beatles, Blackbird, George Bush's speech from the deck of the aircraft carrier, the mission accomplished, and this podcast episode. Aliens will know not to fuck with us.
All right, thank you, Foosball the Podcast, in your timeline for more much better episodes than this. We have been Markiplier, My Skirm, and Lord Minion 888. Check it out. That was the only difference between the universes. Literally the only difference. Podcast out.
At least I'm not 9, because 7, 8, 9.